Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Carson and Kennedy. That is Lovely the Band. The song is called Broken. We hosted a mixed lounge with them last night at the DoubleTree Suites by Hilton, Boston, Cambridge. Big thank you to Arbella Insurance for helping us have this event. We bring in a bunch of listeners. We have a private show. And so the band is a relatively new band, right? And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that I knew a lot about the band because, you know, you're just meeting for the first time. So there's three guys in the band. It's Mitch, it's Jordan on guitar, and then Sam is the drummer. And the story that I had found about how they ended up with the name of the band, which is kind of a unique name, it's Lovely the Band, all no spaces, was simply because it was the only thing that was available on Instagram when they were looking for band names.
And is it true that the name of the band came because really on social media, trying to figure out what you can own and what you can't, like that was available on Instagram and that's kind of how you ended up with the name?
Literally, Instagram is the reason for a lot of the stuff in this band. It's the reason I'm even here. Because they found me on Instagram.
So Sam used to be an Instagram model. Yeah. I mean, Jordan and I both followed his account and
risque stuff. And then he posted a video of him playing drums and we're like, oh, he also plays drums.
So Sam, did they slide into your DMs?
Yeah.
Literally he did though. All jokes aside, he slid into his.
So is it like an eggplant and some drums? What was it?
Literally the two emojis, yeah.
Might as well have
been. And I went, which one?
It was like the eggplant, the drum, and the question mark. I was like, you down?
Chinese with a later. Modeling account, you get the eggplant a lot. So I was like, I'm going to go with the drums. I think that's a better eggplant.
So they found their drummer because he slid into the DMs.
Delightful.
Which is amazing.
That's Sam. He's a funny guy. I like that guy.
So here's the part of the interview where it gets a little bit awkward, Kennedy, because I did a real deep dive into their social media.
I feel like it's important to always prepare for an interview, and being that you guys are a little bit newer, I started to dig deep into social media, which can always get you in a little bit of trouble. We've learned
that's
recently.
Scary.
So I went all the way back to January 13th of 2019, and there's a picture of Mitchy giving a finger to his buddy Blake, who's wearing a Patriots hat.
Oh, no.
I'm just wondering if we can discuss. Welcome to Boston.
Yeah.
Okay, start off with...
I'm just going to put this out there. Tom Brady will agree with me that Joe Montana is the best quarterback of all time.
Oh,
but, no, we were watching the game. I'm a 49ers fan, and my season was over. Why? Because my whole family's from the Bay. So, I've been a 49ers fan before I could walk. Anyway, my season was over a week in.
In September,
Jimmy G blew his ACL, which was awesome.
Yeah, you should love us. We gave you the heir apparent, this gorgeous man of a quarterback.
Yes. I know, but so we were watching the game, and our bass player Blake is a gigantic Pats fan. My team was out, so Jordan's a Chargers fan. And we were all really hoping for an LA Super Bowl, Chargers and the Rams. And so I was rooting with Jordan for the Chargers.
For like the first drive?
For the first... For the first time ever. And then, so we had a little rivalry in the band, and that's how I was coming off. And there was no other reason. What do you mean? It's just that day.
All right, follow up. Is that the hardest question you've ever had to answer as a band?
Yes.
I'm sweating
here right now, yes.
Yes, that one.
You should have seen them just squirming the entire time.
Oh my gosh, they had hysterical.
They had the confidence and a swagger that like a rock band would have until Carson asked that question.
Until why are you flipping off the Patriots fan?
And the funniest part was, you look at the, you know, when you're there in Scullers, it's a dark room, it's a jazz club, so it's a cool little spot.
Right.
But the first four rows are all women. You know, our listeners are mostly women. So it's all women, and you're looking out at this crowd, you're like, oh, this is going to be a great crowd. But when Carson said that, and he's like, I'm a 49ers fan, you saw the women all go, what?
Yeah, you saw the room completely changed.
And he was like,
Yeah, say Tom Brady again.
Thank you for Jimmy Garoppolo.
How dare you?
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. We did interview Lovely the Band. This was the last question that we had for them. And I saw on social media a lot of people are sharing right now, what was your first concert? So I want to ask them, what was the first concert they ever went to? And also, do they remember like their first big show? And it ended up going back to the Patriots.
My first concert ever was Alan Jackson and Shania Twain.
Pull off the jukebox, baby.
My first show was U2 at the Staples Center in L.A.
My first show was U2 at the Orange Bowl in Miami, 1987. I'm a little bit older.
Oh, that's when I was 2005. Born.
That's when I was born.
How do you feel about the Tom Brady comments now?
It's all love here. Come on, it's all love.
And what was the first big show that you guys did together as a band? Which one stands out when you're on stage performing? You're like, holy hell, here we are.
I think the one that we can all agree on was the craziest for us was we played Music Midtown in Atlanta, and we had never been to Atlanta before, like ever. And it was our first time, never played there, never been there. We've been there, but we never as a band, never did anything. We never know what to expect. We've grown this thing where, you know, even if we know the show is sold out, we're about to go play, we're like, man, I hope people show up. Just become like a thing. Because, you know, you don't know what to expect. And we walk out on stage, we're getting ready to play, we're doing our like pre-show thing, and then we walk out and we're standing side stage and we're like, and there's just a sea of 15,000 people just like waiting for us to go on, and we were like, oh, I almost threw up.
Just like they did the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
The Falcons. 3-28. Yeah. In the third quarter. Hashtag never forget.
But then what happened last Super Bowl?
Oh. The 49ers weren't there.
Who was it? What quarterback did you lose to?
It so hurts, believe me. It's painful. It was well played, I think. We are so excited to have you guys here. We really appreciate it. They come in and do this, and they do it for absolutely nothing. And it means a lot to us that they would do that. A big so round of applause, here. Please, for you and
Matt. Thank you guys so much for being here, spending your Wednesday night with us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.